With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library to settle a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll. Also on SRNews.com, government officials are responding to questions about mysterious drone sightings.
There have been numerous reports of drones flying at night in New Jersey and other parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there's no evidence the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's governor. But several lawmakers want more answers, and Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the drones should be shot down if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A storm prompted the first ever tornado warning in San Francisco and causing some damage. National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Barringer says it's rare for the San Francisco area to see a tornado.
The last time San Francisco saw something like this would be about 2005. When a small tornado moved through the city and did some damage. So I would say considerably rare for the city itself.
Meanwhile, a major ice storm created treacherous driving conditions across Iowa and eastern Nebraska this weekend and prompted temporary closures of Interstate 80 after numerous cars and trucks slid off the road. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has had hip replacement surgery at a U.S. military hospital in Germany after falling while at an event in Luxembourg with other members of Congress. She was in Europe to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are wondering what the future holds.
The overthrow of dictator Bashar Assad by Muslim rebels has cast a pall of uncertainty over the country's small Christian community. Things were far from ideal under Assad, but believers did feel some sense of stability during his rule. Now it's unclear how the rebels, some of whom are Islamic militants, will treat Syria's Christians. Religious freedom groups say it won't be long before the new leaders of Syria will show the world how tolerant they plan to be. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. This is SRN News. Today marks National Wreaths Across America Day.
Recalling that Memorial Day began as Decoration Day. In a similar way, Wreaths Across America has grown as a tradition since 1992. An estimated 2 million people took part this year at more than 4,600 locations across all 50 U.S. states, at sea and abroad, most notably at our nation's most hallowed grounds, Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from our nation's capital. Green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows were set at grave sites to honor the lives of those who have served our nation, as well as family members who are laid together at rest. George Williams reporting.
The Supreme Court says it'll take up a business-backed appeal that could make it easier to challenge federal regulations acting in a dispute related to California's nation-leading standards for vehicle emissions. The justices agreed to hear the appeal filed by fuel producers. More details at SRNews.com.